creativity training, pitch range management. For example, if you had, let's say, a 1-5-6-7 progression in D minor, draw a pitch range map over the four chords. Suppose you're going to start low at the one chord and get higher and higher until you reach the sixth chord, but then come down at the seventh chord. So it's a cycle. Then you practice that. That's only one example. Draw out many different sort of pitch range curves, and practice each one. A layer on top of this would be like rhythmic density. In other words, play fewer notes with a lot more expression. And the next level after that is you could plan which expression over each chord in addition to the pitch range management. Like, for example, over the one chord you do a downslide, for the five chord you do delayed legato or delayed resolution, and you know, for another one you do exotic bends, etc., etc.